Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about how the heavens declare the glory of God. Have you ever stepped outside on a clear night to look at the stars? The further you can get from the lights of civilization, the more radiant the night sky will be. It's an amazing sight to behold as you view millions of stars and the beauty of the Milky Way. But here's what's even more amazing. By the power of God's voice, the galaxies came into being. At the command of God, the night sky lit up. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26 says, "Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name." You know, in the year 2021, a multi-nation effort led to the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope, deployed nearly a million miles from Earth to better investigate the universe. This technology is looking into deep space and examining the stars and other celestial wonders. There is a natural curiosity in the human heart to explore the universe and the many galaxies. We wonder, what is out there? What does it look like? And what does it all mean? But many years ago, God spoke through the handwriting of David, and in Psalm chapter 19, we learn what the vast skies mean. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4 say, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal their knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world." Looking at the night sky with the radiance of the moon and stars, David understood what it all revealed. He said, "The heavens declare the glory of God." The brightness and the brilliance of the skies tell us about the beauty and majesty of God. Only someone so powerful and so creative could design what we see each night. Charles Spurgeon once said, "Though all preachers on earth should grow silent, and every human mouth cease from publishing the glory of God, the heavens above will never cease to declare and proclaim his majesty and glory. They are forever preaching, for like an unbroken chain, their message is delivered from day to day and from night to night." You see, regardless of where we live on earth, the voice of God speaks to us through nature. It reveals his existence, his power, and his glory. The Apostle Paul said it this way in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." Paul is telling us that because this testimony has gone out through all creation, all people are without excuse for rejecting God, who gave us such a clear and beautiful evidence of his power and wisdom. Because of this general revelation, we cannot say that God has hidden himself from us. He reveals his existence every single day. Psalm chapter 147, verse 4 says, "He determines the numbers of the stars and calls each of them by name." With this revelation, we have a choice with what we will do with it. Seeing the beauty, majesty, and power of God, how will you and I respond? Many today respond with indifference, but I pray that you'll see the power of God and respond by acknowledging his greatness. You see, this God is worthy of our worship and our allegiance. And here's today's challenge. Let your heart be filled with wonder at the greatness of our God, and in return, give him the praise and worship that he alone deserves. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.